You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are the Mad Men of Masculinity.
Your home for healthy masculinity. We're just real men having real conversations for you.
That's right, boys and girls. You know what time it is.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm looking to my right because that's where my laptop is. You know why I'm looking over to my laptop?
Because you're rude.
Well, that too, but I'm also hitting share.
Sharing is caring. Share.
Sharing is caring, man. And all month long, we're giving out free shares.
I like
that. So you don't even have to pay for shares this month, man. You can share for free.
Liking's free, subscribing's free. We're making it all free today.
Opened up the floodgate. Speaking of free, man, I got one for you. This is a quick hit, by the way. If you don't know, now you know. I am Kirk M. Samuels.
And I am Jason B. Kendrick.
And we are the Mad Men of Masculinity.
That's right. We're just real men having real conversations for you right here on your
That's right.
Masculinity.
That's right. We were over the air here in Denver, Colorado until 20 a.m. in the Mile High City. And then we do that on Mondays. We record. It's but the airs every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. And so we do that on Mondays, right? And then on Thursdays or so, we come back with a short film for all of you ones in the back, you know, all of you kids in the back that can't sit down for an hour.
Yes, that's what we're doing tonight. And I'm not even quite sure what we're doing tonight because this was Kirk's turn to pick a topic. And he picked getting a hole. And I'm hoping it's golf related, but knowing him, it ain't.
Dude, see, I wanted to keep you on your toes, man. I wanted to see you challenge me to come up with something today that wasn't all heavy and it wasn't all serious. And so no pressure, nothing like that. But I had to come up with something to keep you on your toes. So I'm going to see if we can roll with this, man. This is unscripted. Unrehearsed, and so we don't even know. But you know, me and you, man, we have an affinity for the game of golf.
Yes.
And you know, as anybody knows, you know, if you during the summer, any particular weekend, you can normally find us posting a shot from us on you know, on some fairway somewhere in the Denver metro area, hitting them sticks. And so, you know, one of the it's pretty much the objective of the game, but it is also a phrase that goes around the game of golf, and that phrase is getting a hole.
Yes, get it in a hole.
And so I thought that could have a multiplication of meanings, right? And so I started thinking about this thing, man. I was thinking, you know, I bet you we can come up with, especially here in a half hour, I bet you we can come up with 7 to 10 ways that the game of golf is like life.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet we can do that. I bet you we can do that unscripted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think golf is one of those games why I think those of us who play it and love it so much is because it is so much like life. Because, number one, the less you think, the more you're in the zone, the better you play.
Ooh, number one. The less you think, the more you're in the zone, JBK says. Mm. So in other words, it's like, you know, it's like the Bruce Lee. You know, don't think. Be like water. Just flow.
Yeah.
So, boom. And I think you're right about that, man. I think, you know, once we get in our head in life and in the game of golf, you know, that's when we start to overthink, overanalyze things as opposed to just going with the flow.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think it comes down to getting out of your head, getting into the moment, being there, knowing yourself. I mean, there's so many ways we can go with this. I mean, I think number two would be something like know yourself. Like, you got to know how you hit, what you can hit, where you're hitting from. Like, and I mean, and that goes with life too. Like, I mean, how many times you overdo it or you underperform because you know, we're too big headed or maybe you, judge yourself too harshly. I mean, like, you gotta, especially in the game of golf, you gotta know yourself. You gotta know what you can hit, what your game is, and how you can play that.
Dude, first of all, you taking all of them, man. You went one and two right out of the gate, man. You didn't give me a chance to chime in or nothing like that, man.
My bad. It just come off the top like
you know. But you said number two is know yourself, know thyself, huh? So are you saying know your strengths and weaknesses or what?
Yeah, I mean, if you know you're good off the tee, but you got a bad short game, then you got to focus on, you know, long ball and off tee. Or if you got a good short game and you're bad off the tee, then you got to adjust for that. You know, maybe your fairway's good. I mean, you know, what are your favorite clubs? We all have our favorite clubs. Like, you know, I love my seven. Mm-hmm. You love your six. You know, I mean, you know what you play with.
Boom. Man, I just got a bunch of different ideas on that bad boy, man. But, you know, yeah, knowing yourself, man, and knowing your game. And you know, I would say, so what are we up to, like number three already? We only five minutes into this thing. We up to number three, man. We got to slow down. I would say, you know, somebody once told me when I first started playing golf, somebody told me you drive for show, but you putt for dough. Mm-hmm. And to me, number three is, you know, don't get caught up in all the flashy, you know, how far can I hit it? Man, it's about getting it in the hole. And a lot of times you can Happy Gilmore that thing off the tee in life, but it's about how you finish each and every hole of the round. It's about how you can address the ball. And yeah, you can get on a green, you know, maybe you can go 350 off the tee, and maybe you can drive a par four, you know, 350. Like I saw a video of, I think it was Ricky Fowler or somebody did that today, but maybe, you know, maybe you can drive, like, I don't know what, you got everybody wanting to go to driving range just so you can, you know, show how far you can hit the ball, man. But, you know, that's for show. But, man, you know, where you make the money is learning how to putt, because you putt for dough in life.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good analogy, because I've seen, and now we all have, we played some of those old guys who don't hit farther than about 150 yards, you know, tee, you know, fairway, whatnot, but they're consistent and they're straight. So they'll par it, because they can, you know, 150 yards on the green, then putt, you know, and they'll par. Sometimes they'll even single putt it. But I mean, they're just straight, consistent. So I mean, like, they're not trying to show out. They're not trying to be crazy. They're not trying to hit it big and long. They just know, if I just stick to my game, I'm gonna make my par. And you know, and if you have a good short game, you know, you can one or two putt. You're usually pretty good. You know, you might be able to, you know, get it in the hole and par pretty well. And you know, so I think in some ways that echoes in life as well. Like, are you just trying to show out? Are you just being flashy? But there's no substance. There's no short game. There's no. You haven't got into what it takes to actually get in the hole. Like, you haven't taken time to practice that. And that could be for many different things. You know, whatever your business is, it's like, okay, you can have a huge brand and be all flashy, but if you're not making sales, if you're not making money, you're not getting in the hole. So I mean, could go many different ways.
Dude, all you fellas out there that's worried about, you know, coming up short, all you fellas out there that's, you know, worried about you ain't got a good long game, all you fellas out there that thinks you ain't got enough to go the distance, you know, because you ain't got Big Bertha coming out the bag, all you fellas out there thinking it's about the distance, it's about getting it down that fairway consistently, baby. And I'm telling you, if you can get you a good short game, yeah, the long game will get you there. The long game will get you there, man. But if you can get that good short game, then I think you're all right, man.
Yeah, I mean, what are we focused on? You know, you just focus on showing out and trying to look good and driving it far, or are you focused on getting in the hole? Because, I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen guys who hit it really far, but then, you know, they're not as consistent. So they're all over the fairway and then over the green, you know, can't chip, can't putt. You know, take it how you want to. I mean, it's all about how you finish.
Hey, man, you know, it's okay being a grower. You don't have to be a shower. it's about getting it in the hole, baby. It's about getting it in the hole. Where are we at, man? Was that number three or four or what?
I think that was three. Yeah, you said drive for show, putt for dough. So yeah.
Word. All right. Let me get another one. Let me get another one while I'm feeling it, while I'm at. You know, how you address the ball on every stroke makes a difference. Every stroke in your game is about how you address the ball that you're trying to hit.
Yeah. Number four. Yeah, I mean, are you taking into account all the different variables, all the aspects? Are you putting it in front of your stance? You're putting it back of your stance? You're trying to hit a skull? You're trying to get it up and down? Like, and that can go in so many different directions of life. Like, are you present? Are you taking into account all the things around you, all the inputs, all the information, and are you using that to your advantage? Or are you just gripping and ripping and just hoping that it works out?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a sucky way to go through life, just gripping and ripping.
Yeah,
you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. It's about how you address the ball, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you got the right angles. You got to make sure you got the right backstroke. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you follow through. It's about how you address the ball, whatever it is you're trying to address. That's the only way you're going to get it in the hole is by focusing on addressing that ball, baby.
Yeah, yeah. The follow through is huge. I mean, especially when we talk about short game, you know, it's one of the things that took me forever to learn, and it kind of translates in life. Like sometimes you need a short backswing and full follow through to get the right shot, to get that flop shot or whatnot. And I mean, you take it how you will, but sometimes, you know, a little less backswing and a little more follow through will get you further in life.
Wait a minute. Is that number five? Is that your number five?
No. I was just adding.
Okay. All right. So what about number five, man? What about number five? What you got? What you think for number five? We halfway there.
Consistency is key. Like with anything, practice makes perfect. Consistency is key. So, I mean, if you want to be a better golfer, if you want to be better in life, if you want to be better at everything, it's practice. It's consistency and getting out there. I know for me, I was always kind of the same player for many years. And then for 1 year, I had was doing networking events at Topgolf. And so I was out there just swinging away for hours a day, once a week during my events. And it actually helped my swing, helped my game. And so it's about consistency, driving range, putting green, chipping green. I mean, just getting out there and playing. Sometimes it's the best thing you can do is just get out there and play, because I don't know how many times you get off the driving range thinking you got it. And then you get on that first tee, you're like, where'd it go?
And, you know, when I was taking lessons and all that, they took us on the driving range. They took us kind of out on the practice, you know, on the practice greens and all that kind of stuff, man. And you know, there's something about being consistent and being out there. But at the same time, you got to make sure that you're not practicing consistent bad habits, you know, because you can be consistent. But if you consistent with bad habits and bad things, then you're going to bring all of them bad habits onto the course.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, you're talking about bad habits. A lot of times when you take a break, like when we go to play our first round this spring or when, we have a nice warm winter day, we usually have a good round the first round because we've forgotten our bad habits. We're not stuck in our heads. And so sometimes, you know, you want to be consistent to work on your game, but sometimes take a little break is good too.
Mm. All right, boom. I'm digging that one, man. All right, number six. I got number six. You're playing the course. You're not playing the other players. You're playing against the course. You're not playing against the other players. And where I'm going with that is comparison. See, a lot of times we get caught up in the game of life and we're trying to get it in the hole in life. And we get comparing ourselves to other people. We get comparing ourselves to guys who maybe have been doing it longer, guys who, you know, maybe paid for a lot of lessons, guys that, you know, are in different stages of their game. A lot of times we get caught up in all that kind of stuff. But the reality is, whoever you are, you're playing the course itself. And if you focus on the course that you're on in life and just try to get it on the hole that you're on. And see, that's the other thing, too, is that you can't be on the second fairway trying to hit to the eighth tee. You know what I'm saying? Trying to hit to the eighth green. You know what I'm saying? The hole that you're on in life, the stage and the step that you're on in life, that's the one you're playing. You can't be caught up on the whole course, man. You got to be focused on your game, not comparing yourself to anybody else. You got to be caught up in your game, not comparing yourself to what's coming later on or what happened before. It's about playing the course, not playing anything or anybody else.
Yeah, I love that because, I mean, I don't know how many times, and you probably had the same experience, depending on who you play with will affect your game because you resonate with them. Plus, also, you're in comparison. So sometimes when you're playing with better players, you play better. Sometimes you get intimidated with better players, so then you play worse. So being, you know, sticking with your game, being focused on what you're doing, playing the course, and not worrying about what everybody else is doing. I mean, that can go in so many different ways in life. I mean, how many times are we stuck comparing ourselves in jobs and relationships and money and, you know, what we have and what we don't have, instead of being like, well, this is where I'm at. Let me be grateful for what I have and work with what I have, and then, you know, make mine the best it can be, instead of, well, what's he got? How's he doing it? Why can't I be as good as him? Maybe he grew up on a golf course. Maybe he just has more money for lessons. I mean, comparing where you're at, and then when you compare yourself, you tend to get yourself off your game. When you compare yourself to somebody else, you get yourself off your game instead of focusing on your strengths and what your game is and what's going on the course and being present.
You know, I noticed that when I drive, like, I got to be way back. I mean, like, my most solid drives, I got to be pretty far back in my stance. In other words, I got to have the ball pretty far up, like, ahead of me, you know, up by my toe kind of thing, right? And for me, that's kind of – and it could be a bad habit. I don't know. But for me, it works, right? I mean, that's my most solid drives. But I get caught up in my head because I'm like, you know, I think I – like, when I watch you or somebody else take a tee shot, you know, and I see where your ball placement is, and I get caught up in, oh, mine got to be back here. Mine got to be by my heel, or mine, you know, in the center of my stance, or all this other kind of stuff. Then I get caught up and I get outside of who I am and what my game is, right? And so in this point, you know, being able to focus on what my game is and being able to play my game into my strengths, I don't know why it's like that, but at the same time it is. And so, you know, I mean, I got to be willing to make sure that I'm not playing somebody else's game. I'm not playing somebody else's course. I'm not even playing another hole on a golf course. I'm right here, right now on this golf course, and on this fairway, or on this tee box, or on this green, and I got to play it the way it is and not compare myself.
Yeah. We ready for number seven?
Number seven. What you got, number seven?
Number seven is visualize your shot. And this can go Ooh. With golf. It can go with anything else. Like, all the pros, they visualize. You see the shot, you do it. And one of the things I know in my game is I'll visualize, but then in my backswing, my head starts, you know, I get that brain chatter. It's like, oh, what about this? What about that? And then whatever you tend to say or think is what you will do. If you're worried about slicing, if you're worried about duffing it, if you're trying to hit it too hard, you're like, oh, I got to hit it far. Instead of just visualizing the shot and trusting that you can do that, trusting that your body will do what you tell it to, and trusting that, you know, your unconscious is smarter than you think it is. So even in life, whether it's business, relationships, you know, whatever it is, visualize your goals, visualize what you want to accomplish, and then allow it to unfold and take each step as it comes. Instead of, I know a lot of times my failures were like, I had to have the whole thing mapped out, had to figure it all out, even though I was like, didn't know how I was going to get there. So visualize shot to shot, visualize step by step, and know, okay, this is what I want the outcome to be. And then be willing for it to change, because a lot of times you get a bad bounce, you get, you know, the wind in your face, whatnot, but you know, as long as you're visualizing what you want the outcome to be and then trusting that visualization to kind of come to fruition, then you'll have better success when it comes to golf and life.
Because a lot of times the course is going to tell you what you need to do. Like, you can see the dog leg, you can see the sand traps, you can see the water hazard, you can see all that kind of stuff. A lot of times you can see the green. Sometimes you can't see the green. But either way, being able to visualize it and it shows you what's next or where you need to go. You know, but to your point, being able to say, okay, I know where I need to go. How do I get there? What method do I use? But to your point, being able to visualize that thing, man, being able to conceptualize. A lot of times, you know, you just let your body kind of do the work. You know I want to go there. And, you know, you don't necessarily need to overthink it, but you do need to be able to see it. It's really hard for a blind man to play golf, right? And so you got to be able to, I'm sure it's possible. I'm sure there's a blind golf league out there somewhere. I don't know how. But either way, you know, the key point of that is being able to visualize that thing. And a lot of times what we visualize in life determines the direction we go in. And a lot of times what we visualize in life kind of determines what our life outcome is. The things, you know, the things you focus on, you know, tends to be the things you see. And, the things you see tend to be the things you focus on. So if I focus on that water hazard over there, You know the one I'm talking about over at Kennedy. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's on the second fairway, right? I think it's a creek. If we go over the creek side, isn't that the second fairway with that big old water?
Yeah. Anyhow,
If I'm focusing on that, then that's probably where my ball is going to go. Even though I got plenty of room to the right, but if I'm focusing on where I don't want to go, I'm going to go there. But if we focus on where we want to go, maybe we'll have more of a chance to get there, man. So yeah,
I like that because it's very simple, and you have, you know, trusting that it'll work out. Like, this is my goal. This is where I want to go. And then allowing it to happen, trusting your body, trusting the universe, trusting God, whatever it is, to give you what you need. But that's why being present and getting out of the mind chatter and just, okay, that's where I want to go. I trust that it's going to happen, and just going for it. Because you're right. Are you looking at the tree or are you looking at the gap in the tree? Are you looking at the yeah. green or are you looking at the water? Like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, and you always do that to me when I'm when I end up right behind a tree. You always say, what tree? Right? I mean, and so, yeah, because when I'm thinking about that tree right in front of me, that ball's about to get ricocheted right back to my forehead because that's probably where I'm going to hit. So I don't know. All right, how about number eight? What do you think? Number eight, I would say number eight would be, man, you got to forget what has already happened and focus on what's happening now.
Short memory.
You know, so many times, man, you got to have a short memory because, and you even look at the pros, man, you know, those guys, you know, they'll have a meltdown on a hole or on a shot, man, and they come right back. So you got to have a short memory, man. You got to be able to forget what just happened in the last stroke. You got to be able to forget what just happened at the last hole, or you got to be able to forget what happened the last weekend or last time you played golf. You just got to be able to clear the mechanism and be present in a moment and forget the past.
Yeah, that's why one of the things I love about golf is because each hole, each fairway, you know, you start anew. You know, you leave the green, and even if they're right next to each other, you're starting brand new. You're on a new tee box. You're on a new hole. It's a hole, and the hole's different. They're all different. Some are elevated. Some, you know, you're hitting uphill. Some dog leg this, dog leg that. So you have that reset, and we can apply that to a lot of things in life where, okay, this day's over, or now I'm off work and I'm going home. Reset. I need to forget what happened at work. I need to focus on what's going on at home. You know, that day's over. I had a bad day. Reset. New day. You can create it however you want to. And, you know, maybe if you're having a bad day, it's time to reset, take a breath, visualize how you want it to end or visualize how you want to create it, and then move forward. Because all these things kind of compound on each other. You know, being present, playing your own game, knowing yourself, and, you know, making sure you're putting for dough, not, you know, driving for show.
You know what I'm saying?
Putting all those things together. But yeah, I love the fact that there's always a reset. Each hole, you know, like when you're playing basketball or football or something like that, you're on the same field. You're on, you know, it all looks the same. But at least with golf, you know, you got that reset from hole to hole.
Yeah. And I think the best at any particular thing are good at forgetting the past. A lot of us have been in failed relationships. A lot of us have been in failed careers. A lot of us have made all kinds of mistakes. A lot of us have, you know, we can all look back at our past and we can kick ourselves for things that we've done or screw ups or whatever you want to call it, man. But if we can get good at, you know, forgetting all that kind of stuff, I'm saying forgetting in terms of not letting it dictate what you do next. You want to learn from your lessons in the past, but at the same time, you want to be able to clear the slate and move forward.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that we have been told, that judging a person by your past is wisdom, but really it's not, it's insanity, because you're judging a brand new person by what happened in your past. And a lot of times, and if you think about your relationships, if you're worried about something happening and you're projecting that on the other person, a lot of times you'll create that experience from that other person. Like if you're worried about them cheating on you and they have no interest or even thought about doing that, but then you keep, you cheating on me. And finally they're like, you know what? Fine. I'm out. And maybe they'll go cheat just to get out. And then you're like, see, I told you so. Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So having a short memory, you know, taking the lesson, but not applying it to everybody, you know, taking the lesson, what did you learn? How do I need to change? And then not posting it, you know, basically making everybody else wrong for whatever my past was. Because I've had that experience many times where somebody judges me by their past because they think I'm that same person, or they just assume, well, you're a guy and these other guys did this, so that means you're going to do this. And then, of course, when I see that, I'm like, I'm out, you know. I appreciate that you're trying to learn from your past, but don't put it on me because that wasn't me.
And a lot of times people will try to remind you of your past. A lot of times people, even people who are close to you, will try to remind you of your failures, will try to remind you of, you know, of even ways that you've let them down or let other people down. A lot of times the people closest to you are the ones that try to keep you trapped and locked to who you said you used to be. What about a number nine, man? You got a number nine? Mm.
I would say don't avoid the sand traps of life. Like a lot of times you go in the sand, you think, and it almost kind of goes hand in hand with the last one. You want to have a short term memory, but you also don't want to overly project negativity into the future. Because just because you're in the sand doesn't mean you're not going to just hit it right out of the sand. And I've had to have this conversation so many times because, like, whatever you think is going to happen, a lot of times you kind of create that. So if you're like, oh, I'm in the sand, this is going to be three strokes and I'm never going to get out. Well, guess what? You're just whacking away. You never get out. But if you just go, oh, I'm in the sand. Let me, you know, flop it out. Let me get out. And a lot of times, if you just don't put too much thought into it, you just accept where you're at and then visualize and focus on where you want to go, you can get out. But a lot of times people go, oh, I'm stuck in the sand. I'm screwed.
Yeah, a lot of people want to avoid all the mistakes, and a lot of people want to avoid the pitfalls, like you're saying. A lot of people want to avoid all that kind of stuff, but that's where you kind of learn a lot of things. That's where you get a lot of experiences, is in the sand traps. You know, we hate to be there, but you know, being there is part of. I mean, how can you really be a good golfer until you learn how to hit the tough shots, right? And so, you know, in life. You know, in life, you can't fully succeed. You can't fully become the person you want to. And that's why so many people, man, have a bounce back after some kind of failure. You know, sometimes the people with the most credibility are the ones that have made the biggest mistakes, man. And the people who have changed the world have made huge mistakes. And so you can't avoid the mistakes. You shouldn't want to avoid the mistakes in life. You shouldn't want to avoid, you know, to your point, the sand traps. You know, you still got the ball. You don't have to lose a stroke. You know, you still got opportunity. You know, so I think, yeah, I agree with that, man. Don't try to avoid all the mistakes in life, and don't try to expect anyway to not have any sand traps in your round of golf.
Yeah, you got to fail forward, you know, take the lessons, because I guarantee you, if you can be present and accept what is for what is, you'll get out of it a lot better than fighting against it, than saying, oh, you know, whatever, like, I lost my job and now my life is over. Man, there's jobs everywhere. Oh, I lost my girl. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? There's plenty of fish in the sea. You know, I lost my money. Guess what? You can make more money. Like, just being present, like, okay, that happened. Moving on. Having that short-term memory and then, you know, making it positive. What do you got for number 10?
I didn't have it all mapped out that I was going to get number 10, but I take it. You know, I would say my number 10 is, you know what? For me, the best part of playing golf is not having the best score every time. For me, the best part of playing golf is just being out there, man. Being out there with, you know, with good friends and good weather and, you know, and the beautiful scenery and the beautiful landscape. So my number 10 would be enjoy the round. You know, enjoy the journey. You know, being out there. Most people, you ain't good enough to be all serious. Most people, you know, you ain't on the tour. I mean, you ain't out here like, you know, like them. So just enjoy it, man. You know, don't be all serious. Don't take it to be uptight about it all. Just enjoy the journey, man. Enjoy the round of golf. Enjoy the beautiful weather and the like I said, the landscape and the scenery and all that kind of stuff. Enjoy it, man. Don't get all worked up and too wound up about the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, don't take yourself too seriously and don't take life too seriously, because you're never gonna get out alive anyway. So enjoy where you're at. Be present, and you know, and. What I would say is, like, to add on to that, it's like, make sure you got buddies you play with. Make sure you're sharing that adventure. Make sure you have people to walk through life with. Make sure you're sharing the journey, because we're relationship creatures. We're supposed to be in relationship one way or the other, whether it's, you know, intimate, serious relationships or just friendships or, you know, just external family or whatnot. Enjoy the journey with the people, and then just know that if this is a poor day, well, guess what? A poor day on the golf course is better than any day at work. And even if it's raining or snowy or something like that, you're still out there. You're still having an adventure. You're still having a good time. So share it, enjoy it, and don't get so serious. Cause I mean, I think that ruins your game more than anything else, is getting serious and getting all hung up and caught up on, oh, and then you get stuck in your head about all that one shot. You got more shots coming.
And nobody wants to play with the guy that, you know, breaks his clubs, you know, throwing his club when nobody wants to play. But like, you ain't even fun to play with, man. You know, just like, I mean, just have fun, enjoy it. You're going to get in some steps, you know, or if you're riding, you know, you're going to get to just cruise and get the breeze and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, yeah, man, just enjoy the thing. You know, life is too short to not enjoy a round of golf. And like you said, man, a bad day on the golf course is better than a good day in a whole lot of other places. Dude, I had no idea that we was going to be able to pull this off, come up with 10 in exactly 30 minutes, man.
That's, you know, we're good like that. We've been practicing.
Dude, we've been practicing. And we've been on a golf course together a lot. and we good with going with the flow, man. So there you go. There you have it. Did I do it, man? Did I come up with a topic that wasn't all?
I like it. I didn't know where you're going with it, but I like how it came out. And, you know, if you like what we're doing here, make sure you like and subscribe and hit that little bell icon, and, you know, holler at your boys. We're here to be of service. And, you know, if we're not talking about how golf reflects to life. We might be talking about, you know, estate planning, taxes, you know, business, relationships, how to be a better man. We're here for you. We do what we can. So make sure you like and subscribe. Tell us if you like us. Tell us if you hate us. Either way, we still love you. And until next time,
Mad Men out.